Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting very close to the end of all Shisha Halakim of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to conclude today Simin Tof Reish Sadi Beis. And we begin the very top word, very top line, with Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, B'afal Pish Yotze Kvar, even though a person was already Yotze with his personal obligation to have heard the laning of the Megillah, Mevarech Lahotzi Es Acher Yidei Chavasu, he'd be allowed to go say the brachos and lane for someone else in order to help that other person fulfill his laning obligation. So, for example, somebody lanes at the early minion and then he goes back and lanes at a later minion, or for an individual, he's allowed to go lane for that person even though he has already fulfilled his obligation and he can even make the brachos for that person. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Yud, but kol shekein the ocholod siyam bikriya afopish yotze kvar, and certainly he can be yotze then with the kriya, with the laning, even though he's already laned. When we call Malkam, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Poskim, there are those that say, Shesovrim le'inyan bracha, in regards to making the bracha, that it would be preferable that someone else made the bracha. One of the people that is listening to his lady should make the bracha. Im yodim bi'atzman, if they know themselves, levarech, if they know how to make the bracha themselves, yivarechum bi'atzman, they should ideally make the bracha themselves. Shukvar yotze bekriya, because he already fulfilled his obligation, and therefore it would be preferable that they make the bracha according to these poskim. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, the minhag of the Velt is that the person who's laning can make the brachas and be motzi all the people listening, or even the one person listening as well. And he says, Ein le'el in simum tof kuf pei hei, the Mishnah Berurah in sivkot and hei, where this was discussed as well. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion Oshud Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, v'gam le'inyin etzem akriya, yesh deos u'poskim. There are even those opinions amongst the poskim that say, just to read it for somebody else, if you already yotze, is that allowed? If there's less than a minion, if that person can read by himself, so then maybe I cannot be yotze him. Only if he doesn't know how to read it for himself, can I be yotze him. So he says, this is also discussed in Simon Tov Reish Pei Tes, in Sifhei over there. And the Torah writes, Kigon Lahotzi Sechola, for example, to fulfill the obligation for somebody who's sick, whereas the Mechaber didn't mention this at all, and Tzorich Liyashi, you have to understand why the Mechaber didn't mention this, whereas the Torah did. In any event, Ella, Shamogin Avram, Mesik Shom Lahok was there, the Mogin Avram Paskins that we can be Mekel, and that's the bottom line, that we usually are Mekel. Now, the issue, footnote number 20, brings down, Shadin, Sha'afa Pish Yotze Motzi. Normally we say, even though you were Yotze, you can be Motzi somebody else. That's because of the principle of Koy Yisrael HaRevim Zebazet. Ukiilu Hu Atzmo Adayin Lo Yotze Dechovo. Because it's as if you didn't fulfill the obligation, just because you personally did, but if your friend didn't, it's still considered like you didn't do it. Uposkim Elu Sovrim Shalo Nemar Din HaRevus Kishiochel Baruch Liatzmo. But these poskim would say, better to have the person who's listening make the bracha, is because they say the concept of HaRevus doesn't apply if the person can make the bracha themselves. Why not? The issue of number 21 brings down that those that do allow the person who's laning to also make the bracha, ein limchos benogim kein, you don't have to protest this, because the ikadin is shebich yotze yochel lahotzi acher bebrachos, that even though I was yotze, I could actually make the bracha with somebody else. Atem yodeh lebrach b'atzmi, even if that person can make the bracha by themselves, that's how we paskin. This is brought down by the Bir Halach and Simon Reish Ayin Gimel as well. Shebi the Eved b'kol habrachos afu b'shiyotze motzi. That after the fact, the bottom line is, if I made the bracha with somebody else, then even though I was yotze already, I could be motzi then. And this is true even lebaki, even if they know how to make the bracha themselves. However, Lechachili writes, Shiyavarach b'yatzim yodeh, the person ideally should make the bracha if he himself knows how to do so. Shaar HaTzion also adds in Simon Tov Kuv Pehei, Shekiyesh asara sheshomim es habracha v'yosim ba, if you have a minion listening, so the guy laid at the first minion, now he's laying at the second minion, then lekuli alma b'varach avurim, then everybody agrees that he can do lechachila, go and make the bracha for them, even if they all are bakiyim, they all know how to lay. Ki stam tzibor nimtzoam bo anoshim she'enam bakiyim b'tiv habrachos, because in general, a tzibor often will have, always, almost always has somebody that doesn't know the brachos, and therefore we don't start making differentiations between this tzibur and that tzibur. So if you're laning for a tzibur for somebody else, the guy's laning at the first minion, if he's laning also at the second minion, he can make the bracha l'kulei alma according to everybody. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Aleph, where he writes, v'yikareno l'noshim achar shiyotzu mibeis haknesses. Ideally, if you're going to be motzi women, you should read it for the women after you're already yotze by listening in a full minion. The mitzvah sheyetze biatzmo b'kriyas tzibur, because it's preferable for the person to be yotze himself with a minion rather than to be yotze with the laning that he's doing in front of the women that's not with a minion. However, ochein in machavin shelo lotzis biyotze kriya, if his intention was that he's going to lane for the women first, but he says, I hereby am not being yotze myself, when I'm laning for these women, and when I go to the minyan later on, I'll be yotze over there, so then shabadam and lotze sachakach b'chiyas siva. That's acceptable to do this as well. And ukishum avarach l'noshim, when he's making the brach for the women, here the Mishnah Berurah says, tov shi avarach l'shmo megillah, since there's a machlokes, ki yesh poskim shesovim the isha enu chayeves b'kriya rak l'shmo, since there is a machlokes as to whether women are obligated in the reading of the Megillah or just in the listening of the Megillah. We had discussed this previously, and therefore it would be better to make the bracha of l'shmo megillah. The issue footnote number 22 brings down that previously we said that the bracha is l'shmoa mikra megillah. In any event, that is one opinion, and in the issue footnote number 22, he brings down that for the Tzitz Eliezer, Shemashba Shekavonis Dvaru Sheink Pei the Bezer Mishum Shehein Mivarchos Af Al Mitzvah Saseches Man Groma Shepeturos Mimena. Here, the women are obligated in the listening to the Megillah, at least, and therefore there's no problem with them making the bracha themselves, and just a question of what the nusach of the bracha is. I am in the full Dirshu foot number 22 for some additional details. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mishu Onus Kitzas. If somebody is under some extenuating circumstances, he's forced under some capacity not to be able to go to shul, and he can't go to shul. So now it's after they fasted all day, and he can't get to shul. So what's he supposed to do? Somebody's going to lane for him later on that night. So shul starts at 7 o'clock, and he'll have the guy coming to him at 9 o'clock. So is he supposed to fast till then? And for him to stay in a fasting situation till 9 o'clock at night, hear the Megillah, and only break his fast at 10 o'clock at night, that's difficult. So the Mechaber paskins, Yochel Shmor Kriyosa Mibo Yom, Miplag HaMincha Ulamala. Since we hold that technically there's a famous machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chacham as to when you're allowed to start davening Mariv. So Rav Yehuda holds that Plag HaMincha, the halftime of the Mincha Katan, that 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic hours before the sun sets, so Rav Yehuda says that's already nighttime. That's already Marv time. You can't daven Mincha then, according to Rav Yehuda, and you can start daven Marv. So since you can start daven Marv, then you could also listen to the Megillah, Miplag HaMincha Olamala. Now, we'll see that this is very controversial, as we'll see inside in a second. But this is the opinion right now that the Mechaber brings down for a person who's having difficulty. He would have to stay up without eating till a very late hour, he can hear the Megillah later at night. So for that person, you'd be allowed to go and lay in the Megillah from Plag HaMincha Ulamala, an hour 15, halachic hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sivkot and Yud Beis, wrote Shlomar, he's talking here, Shiyavu Echad Lekrol Lefanav, somebody else is going to read for him later on that night. The Mikodim Asa Lechol, and you're not allowed to go and eat before you hear the Megillah laying. Just like we learned by Kriyashma, that you're not supposed to eat at night before you hear Kriyashma, before you say Kriyashma. And therefore, the same thing applies by the Megillah. So therefore, b'di'avid, you could read Miplag HaMincha L'mala, Sivkot Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says, Dushar Revi'a, it's 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic hour and 15 minutes, you divide the day up into 12 equal parts from sunrise to sunset, and 12 equal parts, 1 hour and 15 minutes, a quarter of that halachic hour, called the Malayla before the nighttime, before the sun sets, is called Plag HaMincha Ulamala. And the reasoning this is allowed, but Tom, as I already said, the Kivan the Chayshvina lay Laila linyan Tchilas Arvis. Since there is the opinion of Rav Yehuda that says that it's already able to be davening Ma'ariv and Plag HaMincha, that's the opinion that everybody relies upon in the summer times when they want to daven early, so they daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, they daven Kabbalah Shabbos Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, even though it's still sunlight outside. So that's the opinion that everybody relies upon then, so you can rely upon it here too. Shiochel Espal B'Zmanahu, since you can daven Ma'ariv then, Chayshvina Lay Laila, it's considered night to a certain extent, Gam L'Inyan Zeh, in regards to the Megillah laning as well, albeit this is only under extenuating circumstances. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Miplag HaMincha, he says, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Mekoro Mimashe Kalnu Le'el in Simon Reish Lamagim Le'gami Tzilas Arvis. This is all based upon that kula that you can daven Ma'ariv earlier. What then? Kriyashma Shal Arvis L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could even say Kriyashma then. But this is really only allowed if somebody is always davening mincha early. So he always davens mincha before plag, and now he's allowed to daven ma'ariv after plag. Such a person could go and say the Megillah as well. The king calls about grot. This is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. However, he says, "Vinei aprichadosh heisig al trumas adeshin beikar dino." Says the prichadosh doesn't like this at all, and he says, "The kiven the begmori afinon mehad dechsev v'layla v'lo dumia." The Gemara, basing upon the reading of the Megillah at night and not during the daytime, so Laila Nikrat says, Laila is only after the stars come out. That's not by the Shkia even. That's after the Ben HaShmashos. Megamlin Kriyashma, Rav Apostle Chokhmah Rabbeinu Tam. And most don't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam that you can say Kriyashma from Plag HaMincha. Almost all say you have to say it after Tzeis HaKochavim. So Achein, Abes Yosef, Besim Tofer, Shpe Zayin, Hetik, Mishem Orchos, Chayim, Mishem Arayvid, Denogu, Likros, Kitsas, Mibod Yom, Kedil Hokel, Anoshim, Ba Mubarush, Lo Yisan, Yosef Midai. Nevertheless, you can be a little bit lenient and start a little bit before it's night to make it easier for those people that it's difficult to fast for and the pregnant women that are fasting. Chaim Otsasi B'Eshkol, the Chofetz Chaim says, B'Gam B'Meiri says the same idea, because of the sick people and the women that are nursing or giving birth, Shein Tzrichin L'Hariv Kol Kach. You don't have to wait till it's really absolutely Tzeisek Kochon. And therefore, they could even start laying, even though it's technically still Yud Gimel Ador. And then he adds, the pre-chodosh was very much against this. There are those achronim that advocated for this because there are rishonim that allow it. So look at the big yesh, the Mar of Mordechai, the Mar of Tzia, and therefore v'daitem davsha machmir tovel abrocha. Even though one should certainly try to be machmir, mikol makom linichole umitztayv. Somebody who's sick or somebody's having difficulties fasting still should make a lekros mivod yom kitzas. Then you could read it a little bit earlier. Yesh lo mi lesmoch. You have those that you can rely upon. And he says v'efshel b'makom shechak godol under really very difficult extenuating circumstances. Apetzibu yesh lo achol lekros avshe en adayin lailuk mor. Then even the tzibu could read it even though it wasn't fully nightfall. Maybe this would be something if you're really in a northern latitude, and nightfall would be like 11:30, 12 o'clock, and that would be very difficult, so maybe you could read the Megillah earlier in those situations. That would be extenuating circumstance for the tzibur. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, avol osur lechol kodem shiyishma kriyas Megillah. But you certainly can't eat before you hear the Megillah. Afilu hatainis koshlov, even, brings out from the Truma Sedeshin, even if it's a difficult fast for you, you have to go, unless it's, of course, life-threatening or something really, really serious. But if it's just difficult for you, you have to hear the Megillah, and only afterwards can you eat. Now, Mishnah Berurah discusses this very important halach l'maisa. And he says, in Sifkot Yudalit, Ayin b'magen Avraham shemesik, the magen Avraham disagrees with this, and he says, d'davko achila osur, says to have a full meal, that's not allowed. Avot ti'ima ba'alma shari, but to have a taste, to eat a little bit of something, that is allowed. And in Dirshu footnote number 23, he brings down, this is the same idea with Kriyashma and Bedikas Chametz, where you're not supposed to eat before you do either of them, but a ti'ima, a taste, might be permissible. And the concern is, however, if you allow a taste, then you may come to have a full meal. So therefore, that's why it shouldn't be done, except if it's under extenuating circumstances. And there are those Pokemon that bring down Shein L'Hakel B'Tima in Lo L'Tzarech Gadol, unless it's really extenuating circumstances. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, based upon the Rokeach, Shekasov Shechasidim Rishonim Nogu Shelo Litom Klum Kodem Kiyum Mitzvah Chaviva. They wouldn't eat anything before a mitzvah that was dear to them. For example, lulav or shad zorim or things like that. And he says, v'nirei shelokei nogu l'hachmir. That's why people are very machmir on this, even in regards to the Megillah as well, which is so dear to us that you shouldn't eat anything before you read the Megillah. Now I go back to the Mishnah Berurah where he says, v'al kein tov yoser. Therefore, it is much more important and better l'hokel l'ish hazeh, to be lenient with this person who is not able to hear the Megillah right at the optimal time, right after the Tzeis HaKochavim starts, sheyitom kodem kriyas Megillah, to let him eat a little bit before hearing the Megillah at 9 or 10 o'clock, v'lo l'hokel l'krom yiplaga mincha ulmala. Better to do that, to eat a little bit, to be tasting something, so you can hear the Megillah after Tzeis HaKochavim, rather than moving up the Megillah reading when you're still fasting to the Plag HaMincha. Why? Because that pre-chodesh kora tagar al kulazu. The pre-chodesh was very, very stark, very strong against allowing to be read from Plag HaMincha and onward, as we read in the Bir Halacha just now. V'dayto, the kodim Tzeis HaKochavim, and Yosei Klal afilu b'dievet. And the pre-chodesh holds that before Tzeis HaKochavim, even b'dievet you're not yotze, so therefore don't do this. V'chei mashma das agro b'dievet. This is the understanding of the Vilna Gaon as well in the Bir HaGra, and therefore one should not read the Megillah before Tzeis HaKochavim. It's better to taste a little bit rather than eating it early if you have to. Now, afilu tima, when you do allow tasting, in l'hokel l'tzorach gadol, that should only be a leniency under extenuating circumstances, not just because the guy's a little bit hungry. No. Go and hear the Megillah first. Dainu cholik tzas, if a person's a little bit sick, osh mishim es anev, atainis koshlo, somebody was fasting and he's having a difficult time. So he could have a taste before he hears the Megillah. Bashir tima, how much is allowed to be called a ti'ima, a taste? Hainu kebeit sapas, it's like an olive's worth of bread. And Dishu foot number 25 goes through the physical amounts that these shirim are. Again, I would say a beitza kapas is about a third of a typical challah roll for Shabbos. Likewise, one can drink or mashkin kishira beitza. You're allowed to have mashkin that are the shear of the kibetza as well, if you were to turn that into a fluid amount. Now, the Dirshu footnote 26 brings down that this is only talking about inebriating beverages. But if it's water or something that's not going to make you drunk, then you can drink as much as you want. Mishmur continues, says, according to the Prichodesh, you can't even read during the Ben HaShemashos time, you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. However, and he says, even b'di'evit, he's not sure if you read it during the Ben HaShemashos, if you would be Yotzi or not. The issue footnote 27 says, because Yesh Lomar, Sheyotzi Mishum, Shesopik Dirod and Kula, you might say that it's a Sopik Dirod and Kula, and therefore you should be Yotzi. However, he brings down that we said that the Megillah is a special higher level to Rabbanu and Medivrei Kabbalah, and maybe that wouldn't apply. We say Sofek in that situation is L'chumrah. In any event, the Mishnah concludes and he says, Imloba onus v'hechwe kod l'yesh l'tzadi l'hokel. He says, unless there are extenuating circumstances and a strong reason to, one should not do so, but if there is, then one could be makel. Because of Chayyadam, Chayyadam writes, Tafilu karav mitzasa kod m'sitz l'chavim, even read it part of it before it says l'chavim, Lo Yotze, even though you read maybe the majority, you have to say Chavim, you're not Yotze, the Tzorah Chlachs of Likros, Ubli Bracha. You have to read it again, but you don't make a Bracha because maybe you are Yotze, so there, here, you have Safik Brachas Lahokel. And then he tells us, Ayin the Shari Tshuva, in the shape of the Bir Kiyosef, and the Bir Halacha. We read the Bir Halacha inside. We can look at the Shari Tshuva inside as well, Os Zayin, on the top of the Amud. And he says, look at the Prichad, the Shecholik, because he strongly argues against reading it for Plaga Mincha, because he says that it's not called Laila. And he brings down the Bir Kiyosef on the third line from the end of the Shari Tshuva. Brings down the name of the Be'iri, Gabi's Man B'nei HaKfarim, where he writes, Samchu Gedolim have a farshim l'cholos l'yoldos, that the great Gedolim, they allowed sick people or a woman who gave birth, Shein Tzrichim Kokach L'harib, they don't have to go so much and wait that late, Rashayim L'mar Kriyosim Mibojom, Avshu Adayim B'tchum Yudgimel. And they can read it earlier, even though technically it still would be considered Yudgimel. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, he says, if you do have to read it early for a sick person or for a woman who gave birth, so then there are those that you can rely upon. Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the halach is the same, the arvis, the asrinon, mitam shema, yachtefen shena, vibatim kurosa. Why can't you eat before you hit a Megillah? Because you'll get sleepy, you'll eat, you'll get sleepy, and before you know it, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. Just like Kriyashma. That's why you're not supposed to eat before Kriyashma. Certainly, then you can't eat. You also can't sleep before the laying of the Megillah. Even if it's only a little dremel, you want to take a little nap. Just like by Kriyashma. The reading of the Megillah, as we said many, many times, is a great obligation. All of the mitzvos are pushed aside. As we learned. Again, it's not all mitzvahs are totally pushed aside, it's just that Megillah will take precedence over all of them if you're able to do both. And he says, Ayin la'el and simin reish lamed hei, sif beis, with Mishnah Berurah, kama pratim and kriyashma, there some dinim are talked about what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do before you say kriyashma, for din kan, and the same thing applies by Megillah. Furthermore, and Dishavu number 29 alludes to some of these things, Ayin Shom. And likewise, at nighttime you're not allowed to eat before you read the Megillah, so too during the daytime you're not allowed to read before the Megillah. Who had din bayom? During the daytime, the din applies as well. Afilu k'farvi spal. Now, we're not talking about obviously eating before davening. You're not allowed to do that ever. But after you daven, but you just didn't hear the Megillah, also lechol kol them kriyasa. You're not supposed to eat before you hear the Megillah. Or k'mo linyan shofar v'lulav. The same thing applies by shofar v'lulav. Even though you may have davened, but you're not supposed to go and eat before you do these important precious mitzvahs. Sivkot and Tezayin, the last sif in this beautiful simon. Mishmur says, cholush, if he's a weak-natured person, yazik choli, and if he waits, he's going to get sick, it's going to hamper his health, hurt his health, and eating a little bit isn't going to do it for him, so then nira deshari lecho, then technically you're allowed to go and eat. And the Shari Tzion brings down, because technically you didn't even have to fast in this situation, and since you went and fasted, so we can certainly be mako to allow you to eat before the Megillah reading. However, but he should ask somebody else if he's going to eat, but he should make sure that somebody reminds him, because otherwise he could get sleepy and not hear the Megillah. Finally, we conclude, Kosav Primogodim writes, Sofik im Koros Megillah. If a person is unsure, did he or did he not read the Megillah? We don't say in this situation, it's a Sofik to Rabbanim, and if we go to Kula, again, Mishum Dehu Divrei Kabbalah, because this Megillah Rini is on a higher level than all the other Rabbanims, and many posts say in this situation, Sofik, even though it's a Rabbanim, but Sofik Divrei Kabbalah, we go L'chumra. And that's why in this situation, a person should go and reread the Megillah, albeit without a bracha. Just conclude with the issue foot number 30, who says, what about the other mitzvahs of the day, like Shalach Manos and Matanos Lavionim, are you allowed to go eat before you do those mitzvahs? So Rav Yashav Zatzal says that that's permissible, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Roy Shalalechu called him Shukai Mitzvah Yom. You shouldn't eat even before you do all the mitzvahs of the day. With this, we conclude this beautiful siman and today's shir.